You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment.
Tseho, you'll enjoy this. So there's been a lot of comment over the last few years about e-tolls. And I've got to tell you, the number of people I know who pay e-tolls has just declined and declined and declined. And now if you go into a room, and I remember Aki always used to say this when it started, go into a room full of people and ask, if you pay your e-tolls, stand up. And very few people would pay their e-tolls. And The Citizen, they've done a good job of journalism on this today. They talk about, their headline is e-tolls run out of gas. And they've got quotes from the South African National Roads Agency. And they talk about the person who was in charge of that entire e-tolls project. The official title is Manager of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, Alex van Niekerk. He says the e-toll situation is not in a favorable state. He says whatever government indicates to SANRAL on which funding model should be used, it will be implemented. And I thought that was very interesting. But then Vusi Morne, you'll know Vusi Morne, he's the spokesperson for SANRAL. And it was his job to defend e-tolls. And I didn't envy it one bit. I mean, he's got an interesting track record, an interesting backstory, but I've always thought as a spin doctor, he's incredibly professional. And he said this, this is in The Citizen this morning, SANRAL is an engineering outfit and not the custodians of public funding. The government, treasury and citizens must agree that if we want this infrastructure, how would we pay it? Then he goes on to say, we are not on a tolling crusade. If our citizens can give us a pot of money to build without tolling, we will welcome that. He goes on to say, we would love, for instance, to see the implementation of a fuel levy. I've got to tell you, I think SANRAL's throwing in the towel, and I'm glad. It was undemocratic. It went against the will of all of the people who lived in Gauteng, or almost all of them. And at some point, government has to just put up its hands and say, this project isn't working, and it isn't working because people have had enough. They weren't consulted. They don't agree with it. You didn't ask them. And in a way, it's a small victory for citizen power.